Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914. Page 809. Visible translated text is as follows, ahead of schedule. In the body of the opinion, the testimony of the state which was introduced is showing the time of arrival of the car was that of an inspector who testified that once or twice he had timed it, and that the testimony running in ahead of schedule time, and two other witnesses who testified that they were operatives on the line in question and that they had known the car to come in several minutes ahead of schedule time. There is no distinct notice in the opinion of the witness Owens, whose only testimony related to a period after April 26th. Counsel for the defendant contend that the court overlooked the special point made on the testimony of Owens to the effect that the other testimony is generally admissible or not, showing this car to have come in ahead of schedule time at and before the day of the tragedy, but after the date of the tragedy, it could have no possible bearing on the case. The criticism in the brief of plaintiff in error, on pages 188 and 189, being as follows. Owens's testimony deals wholly with transactions OC occurring after the murder. Whether the English Avenue car scheduled for Broad Street at 12:07 got there on time on April 26th was the issue. When it got there on any other day after April 26th is of no possible moment. That a given car broke its schedule after a given date in no way illustrates whether it did or did not break it at an earlier date.